Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, welcome on in. It is the final out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Why? Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Friday night, reacting to, just simply put, an inexcusable loss. I mean, that is a loss that should not have happened. They completely blew it. It's very reminiscent of the game they already had down there earlier in the year, where they come all the way back, take a lead, blow it, and then it's just like you're left saying to yourself, "Really, you're blowing a game to the Nationals?" And they scored 7 runs tonight. You know, I mean, they had a 6-1 lead. That's a game that has to be done. That's a game that has to be over. And it wasn't. Some bad defense. I'm still in disbelief that Johan Rojas dropped that ball. Who knows how that inning goes if he doesn't. Alec Bohm makes an error that leads to an insurance run late in the game. Phil's offense completely shuts down after scoring early. And just a horrible loss. I mean, just a horrible, horrible loss that you hope that when you look back at the end of the season, you know, I think they're going to make the playoffs regardless, but could that be the difference between the 5 seed and the 4 seed? Maybe. Could it be the 6 seed and the 5 seed or the whatever? That stinks. Like that is not a good, a good loss. Not that any loss is a good loss, but it's just like a 6-1 lead against the Nationals is something that you should be able to hold. And I said it in the pregame, and it's fair to bring up again. The Nationals have the third best record in the NL since the All-Star break. They're not some pushover. They're fighting. They're trying to build their next core. And the Phillies gave them life tonight. They didn't have to. They didn't step on a throat. They didn't finish the job tonight. And they let a scrappy little ball club stay around. Let's get to the biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. And the biggest takeaway of the game for me is the starting staff's a concern. Michael Lorenzen's been really good since they brought him over from Detroit. Obviously the no-hitter in the 8 innings against the Marlins, but I mean, he was just bad. He was brutal tonight. And there's definitely a part of me that thinks, okay, he had 9 days off. You get a little bit rusty when you have that much time off. You know, his changeup was up all night, and I mean, CJ Abrams didn't miss it. Changeup was up, stuff was up, was not able to keep the ball down, you know, that kind of stuff. I think it happened when you have 9 days off. So hopefully that's all it is. But if it's not, again, it's been one of my chief concerns with this team. I think they're a good team. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I think they have the upside to be a really good team. But the one thing that is consistently holding me back is the starting staff. Most of the year, been pretty good. They do this bit where they allow like three runs early in the game, and then that's relatively it. So their numbers at the end of the, you know, at the end of the day look pretty good. But like, they don't have a clear cut number two. And there was this hope that, hey, maybe Michael Lorenzen can be that guy. Well, he went out and got shelled by the Nationals tonight. And yes, the Johan Rojas play happened, and that stinks. But at the same time, he didn't miss a bat that inning. Like, he didn't miss anything. Like, they were squaring him up all inning long. He left a hung changeup to C.J. Abrams, and, I mean, the ball was just absolutely destroyed to right field. And the Rangers banged up now. You know, they're going to go back to five-man. Well, now they have to. If Rangers going to miss any kind of extended period of time here, the starting staff's a legitimate concern. Now, they showed in June they can get on a roll and carry the ball club for a little bit, but you're supposed to win a game that you're up 6-1 in. Like, you should win that game. And Michael Lorenzen didn't have it tonight. Bullpen, you know, Jeff Hoppin came in, did a job. Gregory Soto's now got a 6 ERA since the All-Star break. And it's just stinks. And my other big takeaway from, you know, just this game is, again, this has been the story of the offense all year. I was proud of them that they were they kept scoring in the fourth inning. But then they just completely shut down against this Nationals bullpen. And they kind of went on cruise control. And yeah, the Schwarber home run happened in the ninth. But by that point, you're already down by 2 runs. You know, I mean, they got him to 1. That's great. But, you know, didn't see much fight after that fourth inning. And just kind of let the Nationals kind of just mow them on down. They had a chance in the seventh. Turner was not able to come through with a big hit. But the offense, again, this is kind of what they've done all year, where it just can't add on and step on a throat. I mean, Wednesday against the Blue Jays, it was like, what am I watching here? And again, back to the same old stuff. So that's my biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. My second biggest takeaway from the night, and then we'll get to your phone calls, 215-592-9494, reacting to a just bad, bad loss down in Washington, is we talked a lot about the schedule they had coming up in August and how this is when they're going to extend and this is when they're going to get in comfortable position for the postseason and kick their feet up and, you know, kind of ride. They're not going to catch the Braves, but they can just kind of ride out the last month and get in whatever. And they have just about effectively blown that and just have not taken advantage of a very, very soft schedule. 11-9 in the last 20. During that time span, they blew 2 leads out in Pittsburgh, 4-1 and 4-2. They blew a 5-0 lead in Miami that went back and forth late that they could have won. They blew that game 3 times, I believe. Last week against the Nationals, they blew a 4-2 lead late in that game. The Kimbrel came in a tie game and allowed a home run to Joey Meneses. So, you know, that's a blown loss. Sir Anthony Dominguez with the hit-by pitch on Tuesday, plus with Kyle Schwarber in left field almost taking a ball off his face. They could have lost that game regardless, but still, that's a game that they blew. And then the 6-1 lead tonight. And those are 5 games that if you just go locked down, you're talking about what could have been a 16-4 stretch or at worst a 15-5 stretch. And that changes so much with where this team is currently at. 2.5 up in the wild card of the last spot. Still 2 games clear of the Giants. But still, like, you get the soft schedule for a reason, and you have to take advantage of it. And they just haven't. They just have not done enough to go out there and separate themselves. And this is all making me feel like the last 2 weeks of next month or the end of the season into October – it's going to be stressful around here because they're not doing it right now and they're not taking advantage of right now and they're not having leads and holding leads. And there's just little cracks here that are starting to form. One's the starting staff and one's the bullpen. The offense, they had the 3 bad games against good pitching for the most part, have done their job. I know they didn't add on tonight, but at the same time, they gave the pitching staff a 6-1 lead. A 6-1 lead. They scored 7 runs in the game. Against the Nationals, that should be enough. Against other teams, maybe not. But this should be a 15-5, kick your feet up, this team's really good, let's start dreaming on the World Series again. Instead, it's pretty good. Pretty good. That's the story of the Philadelphia Phillies this year. It feels like it's, really just mostly a season of missed opportunities. We can talk about that runners in scoring position, whatever. But this August thing, going 11-9 during that stretch with those kind of blown games in there, it's disappointing. 215-592-9494 is how you get in on the other side. They did catch some breaks tonight in the wild card. We'll talk about that. And a good development up in Lehigh. What is it? We'll get to all of that coming up next here on The Final Out.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply. Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
Well, Buzz is laying it on thick with the bounce back music tonight for sure, but it's a brutal loss, so it's okay. It's okay on a night like this, and it stinks. And that's my Mike's Amazing Play of the Game, presented by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil. The Phillies, and why it's that is because, like, again, a lot of uncharacteristic play the Rojas play early, and then, like, I know in years past, he'd be like, well, that's very characteristic of Bohm to make the error there, but he makes that error, allows a runner on for no reason, and, you know, obviously Gregory Soto's not able to lock that down, and that takes a 7-6 game where you're feeling pretty good. I mean, obviously you're losing, so it's not like, you know, it's not like a lock that you're going to come back. We've seen this team come back against the Nationals a good amount over the last couple of years. And to go from 7-6 late in the game to 8-6, like Schwarber hits that home run late, like that should have been a tie game. We're partying again. Everything's fine. And it wasn't, because they made too many mistakes tonight. And they were not able to just do their job, hold a lead, keep this thing on lock, and get out of there with the opening up the series with the win. And now it's like they have the game tomorrow. Hopefully they go out there and win. And then they have to go all the way up to Williamsport to play in a game at the Williamsport Little League Classic thing, which is going to be fun. I think it's a great atmosphere. But that's like a lot of moving parts, where if you could just get the one out of the way tonight, and then you have two games to take a series. Now it's like everyone's going to feel terrible if you lose 2 of 3 in Washington or up in Williamsport. And sure, like you're not going to be out of the playoff spot. Then you're going to come back home on Monday with a big three-game series against the Giants. Like, being able to take that first one and at least get a little bit of that anxiety out of the way just would have gone a long way. And now it's just whatever. It's just frustrating night. It's a frustrating night. Now, it's not debilitating. And why it's not debilitating is because the Cubs and Giants both lose. Giants lost 4-0. Cubs lost earlier to the Royals. And then Miami is out playing Los Angeles, who has won 11 straight and I believe 15 of their last 16. Now they have Sandy Alcantara on the mound, so traditionally that's like, oh, tough night for the Dodgers. We'll see how that goes tonight. They're up 2-1 in the third, but overall, I mean, worst case scenarios, they're still 2.5 games up on the last wild card spot and a full 2 games up on San Francisco. So annoying. Again, you talk about missed opportunities, and I laid it out in that first segment. You know, the 2 blown leads in Pittsburgh, the 5-0 lead in Miami, 4-2 lead last week against Washington, Sir Anthony on Tuesday, and then a 6-1 lead tonight. Like, these are all things where if you just do your job and lock down those wins, even win 3 of those, whatever. If you win 3 of them, you're sitting pretty tonight. And you just hope that as we're going down the stretch run here, you don't look back and say, wow, they didn't take advantage of that time. They didn't take advantage of that time. And you just, again, hope it doesn't come back down to that. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. This is the final out sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Good development up in Lehigh Valley. Jose Alvarado was sitting 96-98. And had a scoreless outing up there. And why I think he walked one. And I know that's like, oh, he still walked the guy. There's something up, and I think a lot of it has to do with the robo umpire system up in AAA, where I think they just have really tight strike zones. I mean, there was a game last week, 2 weeks ago maybe, that there was 23 walks, and then you had like Griff McGarry had a famously bad start earlier this week with like 6 walks and a hit by pitch. But yeah, I just wonder if this whole robo ump thing is calling a really, really tight strike zone. But regardless, Jose Alvarado, you know, I think they're targeting him to be back against Toronto. And then they push it back to this weekend. Still not there yet. Hopefully tonight takes off the rest of the weekend, doesn't go with the team to Williamsport, even though it's closer to there than Washington, and maybe he's back Monday. But either way, can't get back here soon enough. They clearly need an extra arm, and maybe him coming back and just being in the spots that Soto's been in, if we're getting the old Alvarado back, would just do wonders. I mean, I believe that Alvarado in that spot keeps that game 7-6, and then it's a tie game. Like, Soto's weird because it feels like he has a stretch of like 8 games where it's scoreless, and then he has a 3-burger, and then he gets on a pretty good stretch, and then a 3-burger. But the fact of the matter is, in 13 innings, he's only struck out 8 since the All-Star break, so that's not great. Especially with the stuff that he has, like, that's almost inexcusable. Either way, getting Alvarado back, like, it's going to be great. it's something this team really needs. They need an extra arm out there. And just hopefully he can come back and look closer to the guy that we saw at the beginning of this year and not the guy that we were seeing before he went on the IL and was giving us a little bit of cause for pause. 215-592-9494 is how you get in if you want to react to this one. And we'll get to all of that on the other side. Your phone calls, but also we'll look ahead to tomorrow and the rest of the weekend here on the Final Lounge. Jack Fritz hanging out with you.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome on back. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Our player of the game, which is brought to you by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. I'm going to go with CJ Abrams. I obviously had the, you know, that game was like, it just happened so fast. It was like all of a sudden they hit the little single into left at 6-2, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, it's okay, it's 6-2, like, it's fine, you know, just get on out of it, and let, you know, just get back in the dugout and stop the bleeding here. And it's 6-4, and it's like, you let him right back in the game right when you scored 6 runs, vintage. And then before you know, I think there was still a replay showing. All of a sudden, the ball's like flying out to right field. You see the replay. It's like the most hung changeup of the year from Michael Lorenzen. And it's like, are we serious? We're down 7-6? I mean, the freaking rad fourth inning is one of the worst things to happen to Phillies baseball in its history. It's just atrocious. I would love to know the team ERA in the rad fourth inning, because it's a damn near lock every single time that they're in it, that they're allowing runs. It's insane. And it was just in the blink of a freaking eye tonight, that fourth inning and blowing that lead and then just not scoring for the rest of it. Now, you know, there were some positives, like obviously Kyle Schwarber hitting 2 home runs was a good sign. But at the same time, like, he rakes in that ballpark. I mean, I think I heard a stat tonight. He has like 26 home runs in 63 career games there, which is absurd. But you know, whatever. Still, it was good. Jake Cave had 3 hits. His bat's heating up a little bit here. And I tell you what, and Buzz, I want to know if you agree with me. I mean, one of the best heads of hair we've seen on a Philly in a long time.
Jake Cave.
Yeah, he's got a strong head of hair, and it stays in place too. Like, Marsh is all over the place. Lorenzen, like, it's a more of a skater, like Cali dude kind of look. I mean, Jake Cave, his hair is striking.
It's hard to keep your hair in one place during a baseball game, too.
I know.
Like, how do you put the hat on and, like, it just stays? Harper used to do that. Like, early Bryce in his career with Washington,
sure,
used to keep it, like, perfectly coiffed, which he must have been using, like, a gallon of hairspray a night just to keep it like that.
Yeah.
But it's true. Jake Cave, like, we don't talk about his hair enough, do we?
And that's why I feel like I need to bring it up. On a night full of negatives, Jake Cave's head is very positive, and the head of hair that he has. You know, and I talked pregame, like, Pache comes back, if he's healthy, Marsh comes back, what do they do there? I mean, the way that Jake Cave's hitting right now, he's pretty good in left field. Obviously, I think Marsh plays that when he gets back. I would like to have someone off the bench that I think can hit one out. So, yeah, he was pretty good tonight. Jeff Hoffman bounced back and was fine as well. Schwarber, obviously, 2 home runs. Bryce looks pretty locked in. Trey had the strikeout late, which was concerning. He also hit a ball to the wall that, you know, maybe gets out on another night. Nick Castellanos with the 4 strikeouts was chasing again. He has been very weird this year. Obviously, we know about the All-Star game is really good in the first half. But if you look like at his splits by month, I mean, they're kind of all over the place. We know how bad he was in June. Or no, we know how bad he was in July. So OPS by month, he went 878 coming out, 695 in May, 567, or no, 954 in June, 497 in July, and then back up to a 964 in August. So he's been up, down, up, down, up, down. He smoked the ball the other night against the Blue Jays. I hope we're just chalking it up to a bad night. But, yeah, it was a frustrating one for sure. And, again, this is the final out sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Tomorrow, 4:05 start. Unfortunately, I have to watch the – I'm on the air from 12 to 5 tomorrow on CBS Sports Radio. So I have to try to attempt to talk to the national audience. The Phils are playing in very meaningful games in August, which is what I had to do last year when I was doing the same shift, except it was in September when they lost the first game of that doubleheader, and it seemed like the whole thing was crumbling. Like, it was all falling apart.
The season was over in between that day-night doubleheader.
Yes, and then Schwarber let off the second game with the home run. And
we were all back, the whole thing, yeah.
it was fine. And then the next day, Zach Wheeler shoved, and all they had to do was go down to Houston and win one game. But that was a dreadful, dreadful time for me personally.
Well, you only have to miss 1 hour, right?
I know. It's only 1 hour, but it's like, how am I supposed to talk about – what am I going to – Aaron Rodgers for that last hour?
What are you doing in the 4 to 5 p.m. hour? What do you have planned?
I'm going to be counting down the seconds until I'm off the air.
You should tape a few interviews.
We'll not do that. Maybe I'll bring Jody on and talk some horse racing or something.
There you go. Him and Dick Girardi, horse racing roundtable.
Yeah. Any chance I can get talk some, some horse
Jolly racing. Wants to talk horse racing too.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll get Jolly in there for sure. He's been all fired up on Twitter. My number one Twitter follow, WIP.
He had a big top five yesterday. Yeah,
he's had a bit. He has regressed since the top five. I would like to make that clear. He has totally regressed because
he got in his head.
Yeah, he's Rico Bronya now. He's got the yips. He's tweeting too much. He's too angry. He wants to hold Johan Rojas very, very accountable for dropping a ball in center field. So,
what does he want to do? Fire him into the sun because he made an error tonight?
Like he said, if you're not angry at that, you're missing the point. It's like, okay, I'm mad. Accountability. 215-592-9494. All right.
He's got a big show coming up on Sunday night if you want to call into him.
I can't wait.
Hear players held accountable for once.
Listen, no one holds people more accountable than Jolly. Tomorrow, Chris Sanchez on the mound in what was supposed to be his last start, but with Ranger Suarez now banged up, it might not be. He might stay in this rotation for a little bit. And fine. I mean, Chris Sanchez has been really good. I thought the Royals start was a bit of a blip in the radar. I think he's been mostly really good. And, he was good his last time out. So against the Nationals lineup, I would expect him to be, pretty competent. He's going up against Jake Irvin, who has a 4.81 ERA in his last eight starts. But he hasn't been shelled. He hasn't allowed more than four in any of those, so he's keeping his team in ball games, kind of doing what a traditional, I guess, 4-5 starter would do. But he's like every other Nats starter, throws hard and whatnot. So it's not exactly a pushover tomorrow for the Phils, but 4.81 ERA is not great, so something hopefully the bats can take advantage of. And then Sunday, traveling up to Williamsport, Zach Wheeler on the mound versus Trevor Williams, which has to be a win. I mean, we've seen what this team has done against Trevor Williams the last couple times out. Schwarber got him for two last week, so should be more of the same, especially up in Williamsport where the ball sort of just flies out of that ballpark. So either way, looking forward to that. And again, tonight, total missed opportunity and something where if they lose the series, it's like, great, you just completely blew an opportunity. So fun one. Either way, it was fun to react to. And I'll be back Monday with leading off with myself and Ike, and then obviously reacting to the game on postgame. But either way, that's going to do it for me. Dan Wilson produced this fine final out tonight. Rob Cherry's got you next. He'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.